things that look and feel good too. But I got one thing on the lot of them. I'll be the best at being good.
That was Kitchener-based Jesse Perrant with the title track from his 2009 EP, Good to You. And Jesse Perrant is one of the local artists gaining support through the efforts of Cambridge Live Music, a group of music lovers passionate about the local live music scene in Cambridge, Ontario, Canada. Their mission is simple: to raise awareness of the incredibly talented artists who perform live music of any genre within their own music city. And of course, that is Cambridge. Cambridge Live Music publishes a free live music calendar on their website at cambridgelivemusic.com, as well as via the monthly live music poster displayed in almost every live music venue, as well as select local businesses. Ted Ferris from Cambridge Live Music joined us in the studio to chat about this important local live music awareness project. So it's great to talk to you today, Ted.
Thanks for having us.
Well, I know that you're a big fan of Folk Roots Radio. We see you at a lot of festivals, but not only are you somebody who loves to go out to gigs, you're also somebody who loves to promote the artists that live in your local area. And that's part of the reason you got together with the people behind Cambridge Live Music.
Yeah, absolutely. We love to go to see shows. Lots of time we found ourselves traveling outside the community to see music. So we wanted to make it easier for people like ourselves to find out who's playing where in our own community.
So tell us a little bit about how Cambridge Live Music came about.
For myself, it was just as a music fan, wanting to make it easier to find out who's playing where. Discovering that quite often the musicians and the venues weren't keeping their social media and their websites up to date. I travel for work. I discovered a record store in Moncton, New Brunswick, that publishes a calendar on their website of all the live music happening in Moncton. So initially how it started was I used the same platform they were using, which was a free online calendar, and I started compiling all the live music listings in the city of Cambridge. And so then I looked for to partner with other people to take on that role. Partnered with Eric Bolton of E-Bolt Music initially, and then Aaron Morgan of Ponderless Communications. We came up with the name Cambridge Live Music, and through an initial meeting with stakeholders like live music fans, musicians, and venue owners at the Kiwi Cambridge in February of this year, we were able to solicit volunteers, and somebody stepped up to volunteer to do our web hosting and our graphic design, web design. So with the name and with the website, we had a home for the calendar, and off we went.
So how do people get their information onto the Cambridge Live Music site?
There is a submit an event button, and essentially just it's a pretty basic. Just send us the basic information. It comes to me in email format, and then it takes me a few minutes to create an event listing on the calendar, and then it's on the calendar for everyone to see. If we get it in time, we also are printing now 50 monthly live music posters that are displayed around the community.
Can you talk a little bit about the live music scene in Cambridge and the area around it? Obviously, that I would imagine that does extend into Kitchener-Waterloo, and I imagine even into Guelph. It always strikes me as there are an awful lot of musicians out there that are producing great music that perhaps are not getting the audience they need or the exposure they need.
Yeah, and that's what we're hoping to change as well. Like our goal is to not only promote the current music scene, but help build that into something even more vibrant than it currently is, to help those musicians that are doing this full time, that are also creating original music, help them find a platform to present their music. There are a lot of cover bands currently playing in Cambridge, the Friday, Saturday night sort of thing. We don't just promote those events. That's a bulk of the events on the calendar, but we promote live music of any genre, and our goal is to hopefully provide more opportunities for live music to be presented in the city of Cambridge and live music of any genre. And hopefully those musicians that are trying to make a living doing this and trying to get their original music to an audience.
Now, I know as well as the different venues in Cambridge that play live music, there are also festivals, I think, that are associated with Cambridge. Can you talk a little bit about those?
Yeah, the summer is jam-packed with festivals in Cambridge. It was surprising to me. I've only lived in Cambridge for 8.5 years. But there's a festival with a live music component almost every single weekend in Cambridge between May and September, which I think a lot of people would be surprised to hear about. And some fabulous festivals. All of them are free. Some of them are multiple-day festivals, but like the Millrace Festival of Traditional Folk Music on the August Civic Long Weekend. We've got international acts that come to Cambridge to play at these festivals, so it's just incredible. The opportunities are endless.
Do you think things will get better with people like yourself that are, as volunteers, really getting out there and saying, hey, we want to be a portal for you to share your music. We want to get more awareness of the great music that's available locally out there.
I hope so. I don't think it's not going to be just because of Cambridge Live Music, but we're going to be part of, I hope, people having a conversation about what live music means to them, where they'd like to see it, what type of presentation they're looking for. We think there's an appetite for quality music presented and, properly in proper live music listening environment. And it's not just about the Friday and Saturday night. It's not just about a band at the bar. We've got live music in cafes, in libraries, at the farmer's market, at the festivals. There's a lot of opportunities for live music to be presented, and it just doesn't have to be in what many consider a traditional format.
We mentioned your volunteers. You can't put together a website. You can't be collecting information. You can't be out there in the community. I think you go out to a lot of different community events to publicize the organization and how it can help people get more awareness about events that are taking place in Cambridge, how artists can get more awareness about their music without the help from the community. And obviously that can maybe people volunteering, but it also may be people either donating money or sponsoring your site. I'm going to give you the opportunity to pitch to people listening to this show why they may like to get involved with what you're doing.
Yeah, we'd encourage everyone to get involved either time-wise or financially. We are basically limited by our resources. We could simply be an online calendar for people to just look at when they want, or we could be so much more. Essentially, the musicians and the venues and even the music fans will get out of Cambridge Live Music what they put into it. So if the venue is willing to sponsor us, or if the musician is willing to sponsor us, or another local business, then we can provide the return on investment in better promotional initiatives. We're currently researching the cost of doing a Cambridge Live Music Compilation Album Volume 1. This would be a significant cost, but we think it's a fantastic idea. So we don't have any seed money, we don't have any government funding, so if we were able to get enough sponsorships and donations, we could actually make that happen.
That sounds a great idea. I'm certainly very supportive of any opportunity that gives people that are making music locally the opportunity, again, to share their music to a wider audience. Ted, I wanted to thank you for coming in to talk to us today. Just give people the information about where they can find the website and just remind people about how they can actually get hold of you so they can submit events.
The website is cambridgelivemusic.com. We're also on Facebook, Cambridge Live Music Canada, and on Twitter at Seabridge Music. And if they go to the website, they can also find the links to the social media. And on the website is submit an event button. And they can just send us the basic information, band name, venue, location, date, start time, if there's a cover charge or not. And it just takes a couple minutes and their event is on our website. And it's absolutely free. Our website is completely ad-free. And we'll just spread the word any way we can.
That's a perfect way to end this interview. Ted Ferris, I wanted to thank you for coming in to talk to us today. Cambridge Live Music, support them, support everybody that is supporting music locally. We'll leave you with another local musician benefiting from Cambridge Live Music. This is Dan Walsh with Staying Low from his 2013 album, Out of the Jam. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
things different. I sure got no regrets. Things changed. It's getting harder. Now I'm paying for the good times that I had. You came right up and said hello. It was hard to just say no. Had so far to go. We can fly to the show if you want to. You can go on your own by yourself. We can meet up off the ground when you're ready. Just don't bring this flying man down. Just don't bring this flying man.
Just don't bring this blind man down.